Yellow's gone, green is out. It's time for the Boyd Speedway Podcast, brought to you by Cindy's Choice.
We are all geared up here on the Boyd Speedway Podcast. I just said it three times, Larry. Boyd's Speedway Podcast, produced by Cindy's Choice, here with Larry Dismukes, General Manager. Is that your official title over there, Larry?
That's what they call it. I pretty much do anything. I cook barbecue, I pick up trash and promote the races. So pretty much anything has got to be done other than the track. Riley handles the track.
Awesome. Well, this is really awesome. I was really looking forward because we've already kind of conducted some interviews and kicked off the podcast. I mean, you know, John Schneider, we got to talk to.
And, yeah, great interview.
And then it was really cool for me because I got to sit in with the Cochran Boys Racing, Cannon
great story
and Carden.
Yep.
And that was special to me because Rick Worley and Son is their sponsor, which is a Cindy's Choice client. But now this is special to me, Larry. And, you know, this is, I'm about to hand the wheel over. We don't need two hosts.
It's not a race car going down the straightaway.
Yeah, it's much more appropriate for Larry to be the one talking to these racers because he knows racing. But I want to dig in a little bit because I was interviewing a race family, a first-generation race family. Mm-hmm. Well, I kind of look at Russell Racing. Mm-hmm. Y'all are a race family, but in a different kind of way. But let's just start with, you know, who is Larry Dismukes? We all know who Emerson is.
that's the racing part of the family.
Exactly. And I laugh because, you know, Emerson Russell, I just have to tell the story because Emerson has been such an encourager of mine. Mm-hmm. I was out there with this big dream, this big vision of something unique and different that I wanted to do. And Emerson's done some unique and different big things.
Absolutely.
So he could kind of see my vision and just, you know, was a consistent encouragement of mine. But, you know, I was always frustrated because I was like, man, I wish there was something, you know, we could work on together. Mm-hmm. I would love to. But, you know, I wasn't bringing a whole lot to the table back then. So it was kind of hard to work that out. But he saw it. And it just meant the world to me when, you know, the buzz was out there about Emerson. And he didn't hesitate. You know, as soon as he picked up the phone, he said, here, I'm going to send you Larry's number. Call Larry. Get over there. And I'm like, well, who's this Larry guy? You know, that's my son-in-law. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is interesting. And, you know, it all went from there. And, you know, the whole community is just so excited about Emerson having it. And now
we've had a tremendous response. And thank you very much to everyone. The response has just been amazing.
Lots of support.
Lots and lots of support.
And then, you know, John Schneider, hello. That's so awesome. Yes. But I'm telling you, before I even knew John Schneider was in the picture, there was great buzz. Now, John did kind of add
We didn't know that John was in the buzz until there that night. And he stepped out on the deck and said, hey, not only are we doing the breast cancer awareness race, but we're coming back for the cabin fever race.
And that was so much fun. And I think that's why why Larry and I were able to become fast friends. Because, like, I found out, like, that Saturday. So I couldn't even really jump in till Monday, and the race was the next Saturday,
right,
to help with media exposure.
Right.
And so I just completely jumped in, and, you know, they're pretty much booked up at that point. But I was able to find little windows here, and
you
people made room
job.
There, and, you know, got John on here and there and so forth. And then all of a sudden, it's race day.
Oh, yeah. I slept about 12 hours of the 72 hours leading up to the race. Wait, literally.
Because you're not living in the Chattanooga area or the Georgia area right now.
I live in Charleston, South Carolina. So I come back and forth.
Yes.
I'm here because my father-in-law is Emerson. And I retired, and Emerson called and said, hey, we're thinking about, what do you think about buying Boyd Speedway? And I said, that sounds interesting. And he said, no, I mean, come on over here. We're going to go look at it, and we're going to buy it, and I want you to run it.
Oh, wow.
And
no, so really, so you hear that. What was your first, were you like, oh, shoot, I'm retired.
I can't say on air exactly what my first thought was, but needless to say, it was, oh, crap.
That's what I felt.
I mean,
like,
literally, no. People don't realize when Emerson negotiated the deal to buy the track from the Duplessis, We closed on the deal exactly 4 weeks to the first race. So we walked into a racetrack that had no race calendar for 2021, that had no promotional events planned for 2021.
Oh, my.
That had no employees. I was the first employee. And we had all this work to do to remodel and, you know, change things and create a whole new environment. And literally, I can't think enough the number of contractors and people that came over and worked around the clock to help us. But it was amazing how it just all came together. And suddenly, there we were. It was race day, and it was a blast.
It really was. And, you know, it was my first, I mean, I've been to tons of races, but it's been a really long time. And I think I'm confident I've even been at Boyd's like years and years ago. Mm-hmm. But it was just really exciting and fun, and there was such a great energy. And I thought, wow, this is so awesome. But I did not realize until I started talking to other people, like other racers, and they're like, oh, this is special. This is really the buzz, the excitement. Everyone is just super stoked about this season. And so the pressure's on, Larry.
Pressure's on. You know, it's. I told somebody the other day, you know, we started out first race, largest crowd in the history of Boyd Speedway, largest car count racing in the history of Boyd Speedway. And I said, wow, I'm not sure I want to come back for the next race. How do you top that, right? But we've got an exciting lineup planned. It's a 27-race season. We're really, really, really super excited. We've had a number of people start reaching out to us. It's funny, literally, when we started down this track, when we closed on the racetrack, I went out and Googled names of sanctioned race series to start calling and saying, hey, you don't know me, but we're about to buy Boyd Speedway, and I want to talk to you about your series coming to race at the track.
I cannot imagine, because I'm just learning, like I keep sharing, I'm kind of learning the lay of the land, and I'm, you know, running a lot of things past you, because I'm starting to figure out how, and I know better than to call anybody.
I know
anybody,
a lot more now.
To call anybody green, because you don't know what you don't know.
You don't.
But, so let's talk about that a little bit, though, Larry, because, you know, Emerson Russell, a longtime race fan, mm-hmm. I think he's even been
used
behind
to drive
the wheel.
Over there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. And so you went to races. I'm sure that was a family activity at times. So what was your involvement with racing before this was put on you, so to speak?
Well, my total experience was I drove a car at Talladega in the driving experience, which was a blast. We've gone to races. I mean, that's one of Emerson's big things. He loves to go to the races, so we've been to races every year. In fact, we used to go to Bristol twice a year to the races. But as I told a banker when we were sitting down and I had the model all put together and the presentation for the deal, and the banker said, you know, well, what do you know about running a racetrack? And I said, nothing. And his face just sort of went blank, and he looked at Emerson, and Emerson said, hang on a second. And I said, but I do not operate a business. And I do understand that, you know, we are in the entertainment business. So we've worked incredibly hard. It's not just me. I certainly don't want to say that, you know, I played a part in it, but there's been a lot of people that have helped me along the way.
Oh, I have to. I've got to, like, gush over you a little bit, Larry, because, you know, that is the first, like, when you shared your history real quick, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. Why is he taking, you know, how's he getting? Then I knew Emerson's behind you, but it was evident immediately, because you remember how I was like, oh, Larry, I'm going to love working with you, because it was evident. I could already tell with some of the things I was like, you were saying, well, this and that, you had that overview.
I put together the vision.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And you were paying, and I just got instant confidence and relief, quite honestly, because it's like, I was a little scared for you. That's how I, you know, I'm like, how am I? Look what he's taking on. And I'm telling you, that was masterful, because I knew how quick y'all put it together. And y'all are like, oh, it'll be better next time. And everybody's like, this is the best ever.
It has really been very interesting. It's been an interesting road. I mean, my background, for those of you who don't know what Cindy's talking about, is I came from consumer goods. I've spent most my entire career in consumer goods, working for big brands like Fruit of the Loom and Gildan and places like that. So I understand marketing, and I understand marketing to consumers, and I understand running a business, but not a racetrack. And there's a lot of interesting aspects to operating a racetrack that you don't really realize until you get in behind the scenes. You know, it's not just, hey, we've got to put together a lineup, and I think we'll have five different races on Friday night. And I mean, there's a lot that has to go into the promotional aspect of what races will be there, what's the car count going to be, what's the number of people you're going to anticipate, what promotional activities will you have going on at the track. Because from our perspective as owners of the track, it's we want to be able to please everybody. And pleasing everybody, we've got to be able to create an atmosphere where it's not just dad that wants to come to watch the races. Dad loves to come to watch the races.
Right.
We've got to create an environment where mom wants to come to watch the races because mom will bring the kids. And the kids at the races are tomorrow's race drivers.
Oh, isn't that the truth? Wow, that's amazing. And what I loved about this... Well, the Cochran boys that I just, you know, had the thrill to interview, 19 and 17, and they've been racing like for 10 years. And I'm like, that is so cool. But it's a family activity. So that is so keen to record. This isn't a men's sport. This is a family activity to most of these families. And that's awesome. And that I think that, you know, I like, again, this is all... I'm kind of peeling the onion and kind of understanding more layer by layer. And I think that is a lot of the appeal to I mean, you know, I'm a hang glider pilot, mountain bike rider. I love, and quite honestly, I stopped going to races because I wanted a car so bad I could hardly stand it. And I'm like, no, I gotta walk away because I don't need to be doing that. Well, I mean, now I'm like, I just have to accept. I'll have to get a car, and I'll have to race the enduro because I love the racing. But it does make it extra special.
We'll make sure there's extra padding in the enduro car for you.
Definitely, definitely. I'm already like getting like my own personal gear. We'll pad up the car because I go all out, Larry. It's like it's going to be too much fun. But it does. That's exciting. The sport itself is just so exciting. But when you kind of realize this is a family activity, so it's a family's here. And, you know, sponsors supporting families and families supporting children. And it's really a great environment.
Yeah, I read in going through, we're setting up sort of the clothing line. And, you know, I've been reading slogans that people have on shirts. And I saw one that really struck me. And, you know, it said on there, a lot of people wait their entire life to meet a race car driver. I'm raising one.
I like it.
That was pretty cool.
I like it.
That's pretty cool when you think about it.
Yeah. And it is. It's so amazing to watch them to advance. Like Canon was advancing like to another faster kind of series. And I'm not understanding all the series yet and so forth. And I'm like, wow, that's pretty exciting to be a part of that kind of watch that evolution with these kids. So I can't wait. I mean, how many more races have we got? Like
26 more.
26.
And we have an all-star series monster truck event coming in
August. Oh, my.
It should be pretty cool.
Last one of those I went to was a big arena in Houston, Texas. That's a lot of fun. Well, Larry, this is... I just have to take this minute, too, because I'm about to hand the wheel over to Larry. Cindy's Choice is so proud to be producing this series. Cindy here, and I'll fill in some when it's necessary, when it's appropriate, but I'm handing the wheel over to Larry and in very, very capable hands. But I just am so excited and happy to be a part. Like I said, it starts with Emerson. Like I was so excited. I'm like, finally, there's something we can do that we, you know, complements each other with, you know, it's a great exchange that we have. I love being a media. I hate calling myself a media sponsor because it's like so much more. But that in itself is just thrilling. But wow, I mean, the Russell family, all of y'all are just 100% committed. And the energy, it's just truly a blessing to be a part of everything that's happening there right now.
Every single family member at the Cabin Fever race was working in some capacity, whether they were in the concession area cooking French
fries, working.
Yes, that's exactly right. Cooking hamburgers. We had family members out on the gates. Riley's family was out working the gates for us.
Riley, and he's the actual race manager.
That's right. Riley actually manages the track itself. He does the prep of the track, manages the operation of the track, and then I manage the business aspect.
And that's amazing because I was up in the control tower a little bit and just watching. I was just fascinated with what that part takes. I mean, that's a full 100% focused. In the zone. I stayed out of their way. I'm like, you know, because I'm around stuff enough to know. I'm like, they are in the zone. There's a lot going on here. And getting to hang out with Steve Milling, the announcer, a little bit. Great announcer.
Guy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Great guy.
So, I'm just really excited because this is what y'all threw together really quick. And it's going to be exciting now that we're collaborating and, you know, putting creative heads together and coming up with more really fun stuff. And so you just have to keep tuning in. Keep tuning in to the Boyd Speedway podcast produced by Cindy's Choice. And this has been Cindy. And tune in also to the Cindy's Choice podcast. We compliment a lot, too, of what they're doing over there at Boyd's, constantly expanding the platform to help however we can. But I'm handing the wheel over to Larry. It's yours to drive.
I'm gonna try not to crash at turn one.
He's a natural. Larry's an absolute natural. Authentic. That authenticity is the key. And you're a truly authentic guy. And you have a really good lineup of guests already.
We do. We have a great one coming up next. We'll have Zane, 10-year-old. I mean, 10-year-old. Imagine that. A 10-year-old driving down the straightaway, you know, in a race doing 80 miles an hour on that straightaway. At 10 years old, I was trying to figure out, could I get my bicycle to jump a hill?
Yeah,
inside a race car.
I remember my big, that's what I was riding, a big purple banana seat bicycle. It wasn't.
And your reference about families, I mean, that's a family situation there. We're one family, Zane's family, and then Danielle's family. You know, they're intertwined, taking each other to events.
Yes.
And she's in the 11th grade. She should be thinking about going to the prom or to the homecoming for the football season. She's
building,
out driving a race car.
She's building some confidence.
Absolutely.
Going to come out real empowered. I love the track, pardon the pun that she's on. Well,
I just want to know. I just want to know if Danielle gets in Zane's way, will Zane bump her out of the way to win the race?
Well, that'll be one. That's what's going to get fun is when you get when I kind of get to start knowing the racers.
Mm-hmm.
That's always fun. But I do have to mention one more thing before we close out here because, you know, we hung out all night to watch the Enduro race.
Yes.
And that was an absolute
blast. If you haven't
seen
one, those are the most exciting races to watch.
And there's several of those planned throughout.
There are. In fact, the next race on March the 13th, the Shamrock race, we have an Enduro race to finish the night. So you could have a car by then. You got 4
that's
weeks.
That's what that grin I just gave you, what's what that was from. Like,
get a car ready.
I got to get me a car. All right, awesome. Well, thank you so much. It's always hard to close because we just enjoy the conversation so much, but there'll be more conversations to come. You just have to keep tuning in to the Boyd Speedway podcast produced by Cindy's Choice. And this is Cindy, so enjoying my conversation and this collaboration with Larry Dismukes and the Russell family, the new owners, operators of Boyd Speedway. I was about to say podcast again, Boyd Speedway. Hmm. And we look forward to everything that's to come, Larry. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks again, everybody, for tuning in to the Boyd Speedway podcast brought to you by Cindy's Choice. We'll see you next time.